Yeah.
You cut your wood for burning?
Yeah.
What did you cut it in back in your father's time?
The hands are crosscut, so we call it crosscut. Have a long blade of steel. You wouldn't know what that.
Yeah, yeah.
So look like.
So what did you set it in?
With the attach a hammer to each end of this saw, you know, and drag it across the log.
Uh-huh.
Two men, one to each end of that, and then drag it across the log.
What would you set the log in?
Just with that, throw it down on the ground, you know,
I
just
see.
Lay it down on the ground. Cut a tree down, say for instance, a tree in it. We'd have to saw that down. Well, we'd have to turn that saw down this way then, drag it across, cut it down, and then as you get it down on the ground, then we'd each part, one saw, get on one side of the log and the other one on the other, and try to get saw back and forth across the log, cut the log up in chunks.
Now the smaller pieces for cutting, would you have kind of a brace to put them in?
No.
Or cross pieces to cut them?
Well, sometimes we would, but we lay it up on the log, you know, most of the time, and lay one end of it up on the log, the big log, or anything up off the ground, and the other end down on the ground. Well, we'd begin cutting down sticks off this log crossway, not that long or longer, and move this pole on up on the big log until we cut this little pole up. Then we'd get another one, lay it up across that log, and so we cut up what we had round handy, and cut another tree down, you know, what we call a big tree, and take an axe, chop an axe, and cut the limbs off. And lots of people would just take a chopping axe and cut the sticks off of the. They wouldn't saw it, they'd rather chop it this saw. And my dad always, he didn't chop too much. He'd done more sawing, you know, and did chop it. Lots of times, chop the tree down, maybe, but and cut the limbs off and get a pole and pry this, lift it up off the ground just a little way, something like that, and then begin cutting off sticks off of this log far length, then they're ready to haul home to our house to burn.
How did you keep your firearms and things from rusting?
Rusting?
Yeah.
Well, paint them a little once in a while. I had what mother had always, in the summertime, you know, you get what they call a polish, stove polish.
Mm-hmm.
The black oil like substance and paint the stove and the iron works around the fireplace. But we